With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Yesterday, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors approved a request from the City of Hampton to place a tax abatement on a property that the city is working on to develop it. The abatement is for $118. In other business, the Franklin Supervisors approved a new employee health insurance plan by selecting a plan from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield for next year. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors also directed the county auditor to prepare a resolution for the board to consider at next week's business meeting outlining the funding and distribution of the funds for the libraries in the county. Friday night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested two people for being involved in a burglary case at 1809 Grouse Avenue north of Latimer. The Sheriff's Department received a report of suggests removing items from buildings and a house on the property. Deputies responded and found a four-door vehicle parked at the residence that did not belong there. Deputies located 35-year-old Tony J. Jones of Mason City, 35-year-old Corey M. Benson of Ames at the residence. The home had been broken into and items in the home were damaged, consistent with a burglary. Items from the residence were found on Jones and Benson and in their possession. Both were charged with third-degree burglary and for possession of burglar tools and were later released from custody. Sunday morning, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested 37-year-old Anthony John McGilvery of Newton for eluding with a speed 25 miles per hour over the limit, second or subsequent offense, interference with official acts, and for third-degree criminal mischief. McGilvery posted bond and was released from custody. A review committee is recommending the elimination or consolidation of 43% of state boards, commissions, and advisory groups, slightly fewer than were listed in the committee's initial report. The temporary review panel was established by the state government reorganization law Governor Kim Reynolds signed this spring, and its report will be forwarded to state lawmakers who will make the final decisions. Iowa Department of Management Director Craig Paulson, who led the group, says it's an important conversation.
We searched and could not find a single other instance in our state's history where there's been a global conversation about boards and commissions.
The review panel is recommending the consolidation or elimination of 111 state boards or commissions.
I realize some struggle to conceive of a situation where government is smaller and less intrusive, but everyday Iowans can conceive of that.
State Senator Tony Bisignano, a Democrat from Des Moines, says he's concerned about the recommendation to get rid of the so-called gender balance requirement that men and women be represented equally on state boards and commissions.
My concern has always been is that we reflect who Iowa is when we put these boards and commissions together.
The committee's final report will be publicly released later this week. The panel met yesterday morning at the State House, approved about two dozen changes to its initial recommendations. Iowa's membership in the Midwest Higher Education Compact is no longer in doubt after the group learned the compact saves the state millions of dollars through group purchasing. The Iowa Commission on Volunteer Service had also been targeted for elimination in the review committee's initial report. That endangered $32 million in federal funds for 7,000 AmeriCorps volunteers who do community service work. Today, the Hampton-Dumont School Board will receive reports from four construction management at-risk firms. The firms will be Myron Construction, DCI Group, Larson Construction, and Hinkle Construction. After reviewing information shared in the presentations of each construction management at-risk firm, the HD Board will consider a firm to partner with. A contract will be approved at a later date. The Hampton-Dumont School Board special meeting today at 4 p.m. at the middle school in Hampton. The Powerball jackpot climbed to an estimated $835 million after no one beat the immense odds and won the giant prize last night. There now have been 29 consecutive drawings without a jackpot winner, dating back to July 19th when a player in California won $1.08 billion. That winless streak is due to the tough odds of winning the Powerball jackpot at in $292.2 million. Although the game highlights the $835 million prize, that is for a winner who has paid through an annuity over 30 years. Most winners choose the cash payout option, and for the next drawing Wednesday night, that will be an estimated $390 $8.4 million. The North Iowa Community Action Organization says that beginning October 1st, seniors 60 years of age and older can apply for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. Everyone else can apply for the program beginning on November the 1st. The in-person requirement to apply has been waived. Applications are accepted by mail, email, online, or by telephone. The North Iowa Community Action Organization covers Butler, Franklin, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, and Floyd counties in the broadcast area. For more information, go to nicao-online.org. Again, that's nicao-online.org, or call 800-873-1899. Again, 1-800-873-1899. The rain over the weekend allowed for the number of counties to have burn bans in Iowa to go from 18 to 12. One of those counties to drop a burn ban was Butler County. However, burn bans remain in place for Grundy, Floyd, Cerro Gordo, Hancock, and Wright in the broadcast area. The latest Iowa crop report from the USDA shows that corn maturity reached 83% this week. That's 9 days ahead of last year and 12 days ahead of the 5-year average. Corn harvested for grain reached 9% statewide, 6 days ahead of last year and 4 days ahead of the average. Moisture content of field corn being harvested for grain was at 21%. Corn condition improved slightly to 50%, good to excellent. Soybeans coloring or beyond reached 95%, roughly 1 week ahead of both last year and the average. Soybeans dropping leaves 75% this week, 6 days ahead of last year, 5 days ahead of normal. Soybeans harvested reached 11%. That's 3 days ahead of last year and 1 day ahead of normal. Soybean condition remains steady at 47%. Good to excellent. Rainfall totals around the area in the past 24 hours. You can find the rainfall amounts by going online to radioonthego.com and looking under the weather tab. Alexander picked up 1/10 of an inch of rain. Clarion, 2/100ths. Fort Dodge and Iowa Falls each received 6/100ths of an inch of rain. Mason City coming in with 9/100ths. Waterloo, 1/100th of an inch. Webster City, 8/100ths. And in Hampton at our studios, 3/100ths of an inch rain falling in the past 24 hours. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 72, and the low of 57. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.